Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says collective efforts of centre and states will lead to realise vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for a robust action to combat terrorism and cybercrime. At least 30 people killed in an Israeli strike at a school in central Gaza. In T20 cricket, India set a target of 214 runs before host Sri Lanka in the first of three match in Pallekele. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar enters final of women's 10-meter air pistol. In badminton, Lakshya Sen cruises to the next round of men's singles. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. He said this while addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. Briefing the media after the meeting, CEO Niti Aayog B.V.R. Subramaniam, quoting the Prime Minister, said that states can play an active role in achieving the target of Viksit Bharat.
A lot of the action for Viksit Bharat is the collective action of states. Basic request to all the states is develop vision plans for each state, because Viksit Bharat at national level is an aggregation of a lot of Viksit states. And to tell you all, the good news is, over the last year, a lot of states have moved ahead in preparing vision documents.
The Prime Minister said this is the decade of technological and geopolitical changes and also of opportunities. He said India should grab these opportunities and make the policies conducive for international investments. Prime Minister Modi said the country is moving in the right direction and it has defeated once in a 100 year of pandemic. He said the countrymen are full of enthusiasm and confidence. Mr. Modi said India is a youthful country and it is a huge attraction for the entire world because of its workforce. He said the aim is to make the youth a skilled and employable workforce. The Prime Minister appreciated the Aspirational Districts program anchored by Niti Aayog. Mr. Modi said reforms like NEP, schemes like Mudra, PM Vishwakarma, PM Swanidhi, reforms in criminal justice system should be utilized for bringing about transformational change in the Indian society and economy. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre. Mr. Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members, special invitees, the vice chairman Suman Berry, and members of Niti Aayog attended the meeting. The theme of this year's meeting was Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. CEO of Niti Aayog, B.V.R. Subramaniam, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the states should compete for FDI so that investments could reach all the states.
He wanted states to compete with each other to attract FDI to the country, so that template to be prepared about how good states are and start an investor-friendly charter and ranking states on how investor-friendly they are. So states can compete in attracting FDI.
A meeting of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers from BJP-ruled states is underway at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP Chief JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders are attending the meeting. Mr. Modi is engaging in deliberations with the chief ministers and deputy chief ministers on a range of issues. This meeting is taking place following the Lok Sabha elections and shortly after the presentation of the Union Budget. Meetings are held in regular intervals aimed at reviewing key schemes in states and delivery of central government welfare initiatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has asserted that we should be robust in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and tackling cybercrime. Participating in the 31st ASEAN Regional Forum in Vientiane at Laos People's Democratic Republic today, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that only international cooperation can ensure that the global commons are secure and global goods are delivered. He said solutions can only emerge through cooperation, economic, political, technological and connectivity. Dr. Jaishankar also emphasized that India strongly supports ASEAN unity, centrality and the ASEAN outlook on Indo-Pacific. More in this desk report.
Earlier today, the External Affairs Minister attended the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane. He said, India has consistently contributed towards East Asia Summit Plan of Action, and it was reflected in East Asia Summit Conference on Maritime Security and Cooperation held in Mumbai. Dr. Jaishankar said, Nalanda University is a realization of important commitment to East Asia Summit. He said, India values the participation of ASEAN members in the Voice of the Global South Summit. Dr. Jaishankar said, East Asia Summit is crucial in bringing the member countries together at a time when differences are sharp and interests are diverse. With Anupam's report, Fing Biakhoi, Akashwani News.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a group of 2 to 3 terrorists crossed the line of control in Machhal sector of Kupwara district and opened fire on a forward army post from close range. The alert troops responded decisively, resulting in the death of one Pakistani intruder and recovery of weapons and ammunition. The identity and affiliation of this Pakistani national is being ascertained. During the intense firefight, 2 soldiers also sustained severe injuries and were evacuated to the base hospital in Srinagar. One of the soldiers succumbed to the injuries, while the condition of the other soldier is stable. Defense also said similar infiltration attempts aided by the Pakistani army and taking advantage of dense foliage and poor visibility have been made in the past but have consistently been thwarted. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said the remarkable shift of the Indian economy from a fragile state to the 5th largest economy in the world is the result of consistent policies and decisions by the government. He was addressing a press conference in Ahmedabad today. Mr. Puri said the budget is an important step towards making India one of the top 3 economies globally by 2047. He emphasized that the availability, accessibility and sustainability of resources are among the government's top priorities.
Petrol aur diesel ke daam Bharat mein duniya ko comparison mein sabse kam hai aur ye kam hue hain kyunki Modi ji ne do baar November 2021 mein aur Mai 2022 mein central excise duty kam ki aur hamari jo BJP rule states hain unhone VAT kam kiya. Agar aap bagal ke deshon ko dekhen, Sri Lanka mein, Pakistan mein, wahan pe petrol aur diesel ke kya daam hai, humse kaho 70-80% zyada hai.
The Income Tax Department has said over 5 crore income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for the current assessment year so far. It is an 8% increase from the previous year. In a social media post today, the department said just yesterday it received over 28 lakh ITRs. Supreme Court Judge Justice Suryakant has invited citizens to participate in the upcoming special Lok Adalat week scheduled from the 29th of July to 3rd of August. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Justice Suryakant said that cases having elements of settlement including matrimonial and property disputes, motor accident claims, land acquisition compensation, service and labor issues, etc. would be taken up.
Cases having elements of settlement, including cases relating to matrimonial and property disputes, motor accident claims, land acquisition compensation, service and labor issues, or any other type of cases where parties agreed to settle voluntarily and which are pending before the Supreme Court would be taken up to facilitate speedy disposal. Technological advancement now allow us to conduct this special Lok Adalat via video conferencing also.
In Maharashtra, at least 3 people were killed and 2 injured after a 2-story building collapsed in the Belapur area of Navi Mumbai this morning. Navi Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Kailash Shinde said the NDRF along with police and civic officials carried out the rescue operation. 52 individuals, including 13 children, were safely evacuated from the building and 2 people were rescued from the debris. He said an investigation will be conducted into the incident. Mumbai and various parts of Maharashtra have been experiencing continuous rainfall since several days. In Kashmir Valley, 8 members of a family, including 5 children, were killed when their vehicle fell into a gorge in the Daksum area of Kokarnag in Anantnag district today. The victims were travelling from Kishtwar to Marwa via Sinthantop when their vehicle skidded off the road and plunged into a gorge. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has expressed grief over the tragic accident. At least 30 Palestinians have been killed and over 100 wounded in central Gaza following an Israeli strike on a school that was sheltering injured and displaced Palestinians. However, the Israeli military said the target of the strike was a Hamas command and a control center located within the school compound, which was being used for launching attacks against Israeli troops and storing weapons. The Israeli military added that they had issued a warning to civilians before carrying out the strike. Earlier, Palestinian official media reported that at least 14 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks in the southern city of Khan Yunis. On to sports. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 214 runs set by India, host Sri Lanka were 13 for no loss in 2 overs in the opening match of the 3-match T20 series at Pallakkale when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and chose to field. Surya Kumar played an inning of captain with 58 runs off 26 balls. Rishabh Pant's 49 and opener Jaiswal's 40 helped India to score 213 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Sri Lanka, Mathisha Pathirana was the most successful bowler to scalp 4 wickets. And now the news from Paris Olympics.
We're trying to go home, trying to get fun, trying to have fun.
Let me hear you say.
Indian athletes were in action today at the 33rd Olympics in Paris. In shooting, while the morning session didn't go India's way, in the evening, Manu Bakker got through to the women's 10-meter air pistol final and her exceptional performance in the qualification round ended a 20-year wait. Bakker shot an aggregate score of 580 and finished third. Meanwhile, Rhythm Sangwan bowed out of the competition having finished 15th with an aggregate of 573. In table tennis, Harmit Desai defeated Zohaib Abu Yaman of Jordan 11-7, 11-9, 11-5, 11-5 in the preliminary round of the men's singles table tennis tournament. He is now through to the main draw of the men's singles event. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has just put it across Kevin Corden 21-8, 22-20 to move into the next round. Coming up shortly are the women's doubles in badminton featuring Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto. And in hockey, India play New Zealand shortly. Savio De Noronha in Paris.
In the Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka stormed into the final, defeating Pakistan by 3 wickets in the second semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Now, Sri Lanka will face defending champion India tomorrow. The Ministry of Earth Sciences celebrated its 18th Foundation Day at its Prithvi Bhavan headquarters in New Delhi today. The ministry was founded on 27th of July 2006 and marked nearly 2 decades of significant contributions to Earth system sciences. The ministry launched many publications to commemorate the day. This include a consolidated report on the 14th Indian Arctic Expedition 2023-24 and a catalogue entitled Taxonomy and Systematics of Anomuron Crabs from the Indian Exclusive Economic Zone. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says collective efforts of centre and states will lead to realise vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for robust action to combat terrorism and cybercrime. At least 30 people killed in an Israeli strike at a school in central Gaza. In T20 cricket, India set a target of 214 runs before host Sri Lanka in the first of three match in Palakkale. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakkar enters final of women's 10-meter air pistol. In badminton, Lakshya Sen cruises to the next round of men's singles. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.